Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. My guest this week is Brian Hosek. Brian is a computer specialist with Game and Fish. He's in charge of the portals, I guess what we call them, that most everybody uses to buy licenses or to renew their boat registrations. Brian, you recently made it a lot easier to get some of those computer chores, we call them, accomplished.
Yeah, our current system was built in 2001, and we've added all the licensing and lottery, hunter safety, outdoor subscription type pieces to this, and it was a bit antiquated, and it was time to revisit that and kind of bring those things, those pieces together. It's also time to kind of consolidate all of our customer information, folks that have been coming in year after year, and pull that stuff together. So this opportunity also provided a way for us to tailor that experience from the customer coming in and what it's like for them to come in and purchase a license or apply for a lottery. And there's some pieces to that application that we can improve upon.
We mentioned right off the top, Brian, that it's going to be easier for people to accomplish these computer chores. How?
Again, that experience is simplifying that experience. For a new customer, it's you're creating a new profile. So you're gonna answer those typical questions that you answered every year in the past. Your date of birth, your social security number, your height and weight and eye color, hair color, those types of things required for those licenses. Once we have that information, we don't have to ask that information again. So the first time users are gonna really be creating that profile. That'll be something in the new system that they can manage on their own.
What can they expect to see after they've had that initial experience and go back in again?
That's where we've simplified that process.
Right.
You know, they're going to come in with their user information, and they can simply get in and get out with their purchase. So the types of things that they can see on there would be they can manage their profile, they can see their bonus point information, lottery history. We've made a lot of changes for like the watercraft registration and outdoor subscription renewal processes. So this was an opportunity to implement some long-standing enhancements, and in addition we've made this a mobile-friendly application so you can make your purchases from your phone. Some other features on there would include we have a registration section for your HIP registration, your spearfish registration. There's also pieces for printing. You can print your hunter education cards, obviously your licenses and things like that. We want to quickly get in, renew those items, and check out.
You've been doing this for a while. It's been available. What kind of feedback are you getting?
We released this in late December. So far we've gone through a watercraft registration, we've gone through the spring turkey, and now through the moose, elk, and sheep. So far everything's gone as expected. For the most part, users are getting a smooth transition through here, but with any major overhaul like this, we expect there to be some things to figure out, and we hope that the folks can give us a call and we'll iron those things out for them. So,
do you still do the old school paper applications?
We do. We have some paper applications. 90% of our applications are done online, with the exception of a couple. For example, gratis. Some of these applications are a little more complex, but. Again, we're collecting this information every year, and so typically a lot of that information stays the same, and so we can really ease the process for the landowner to come in and pull all that information over from the previous year. So,
right. All right, Brian, thanks.
Thanks, Tom.
As Brian mentioned, anytime you do a major overhaul on a system like this, there are bound to be a few issues to work out. If you have purchased a new license, maybe renewed a boat registration or applied in a lottery, and you experience technical difficulties, contact the Game and Fish Department. The number is 328-6335 for help. For Brian Hosek and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.